My beloved radio friends, you are welcome to the broadcast of today. I want to thank many of you who have continued to encourage us by way of testimonies and commendations. May the Lord continue to bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our topic today is cease from recalling disappointments. Cease from recalling disappointments. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm, the book of Psalm, chapter 48, verse 9 to verse 14. Psalm, chapter 48, verse 9 to verse 14. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you that you are on the throne, fully aware and in charge of the affairs of men on earth. Grant that your word will encourage us and deal with all of our disappointments in life. We reaffirm your word that you are still God and will always be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Cease from recalling disappointments remains our topic today. Disappointment is the feeling of dissatisfaction that follows the failure of expectations or hopes to manifest. Expectation plus reality oftentimes results to disappointments. Disappointments that are not addressed in the proper perspective will result in negativity and pessimism. Christians are not exempted on this. And worse, we may become critics of God as we can blame him for inaction or being unfair in our time of distress. What causes disappointments? I doubt if there is anyone who has not experienced disappointment. Recall that there is an adage that says, in every disappointment, there is a blessing. The list of causes of disappointments are inexhaustible. Infertility is one of the common ones in our time. Delayed pregnancy after marriage. Marriage circumstances due to inability to adjust in character or attitude. Unemployment after years of schooling. Unruly children. Protracted sickness in the family or a family member. Difficulties in life. People who experience difficulties in life. Sudden death of a relation or son or daughter or husband or wife or a prominent supporter of the family. Natural disasters also cause disappointments. Fire outbreaks, flooding, leading to loss of property. Of course, we cannot end this list without mentioning corruption, which leads to nepotism and favoritism prevalent in our nation. Injustice in law courts and communities. Progress of others while you are stuck. Routine work, nothing challenging. Bring disappointments. Say, this is not what I bargained for. Being shortchanged. E.g., David was anointed king. For example, David was anointed king. But King Saul will not allow him to take office and function. You are promoted to a position, but people gang up and will not allow you to function in the post. In Luke chapter 24, verses 25 to 27, and I read, this is a conversation between Jesus and the disciples who felt disappointed at that time. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Is it not written that Christ will have to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Here, Jesus rebuked certain disciples who, because of their limited knowledge of how God works, expressed disappointment at the death and burial of Christ. Can you pray with me now? Just repeat after me. Oh Lord my God, turn every disappointment in my life into a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Most times, disappointments arise from, number one, good memory of wrong things. Good memory of wrong things. Number two, bad memory of right things. The third one, playing the comparison game. Number four, living in the past, downgrading the present and forgetting the future. Let's take them one after the other. Good memory of wrong things. You always remember the wrong things done to you. You never remember the wrong you have done to another person. Bad memory of right things. Yes, that same attitude of remembering bad things. Can you not remember good things? You compare yourself with others, your peers. You feel disappointed in life because you feel you are not measuring up. You forget that life is individual race. When others reach first, you will equally reach there. Number four, living in the past. I do not know if you know that your tomorrow can be better than today. Sure, your tomorrow can be better than today as long as life continues. Let's mention the cure for disappointment. The cure for disappointment. The first thing we want to say is you have to let go. Let go. Until you let go the past, you will never grow. It may be a painful memory. It may mean forgiveness. It may be unrealized dream. Whatever it is, whether good or bad, let it go so that you can have space to grow up. Number two, look up. To look up means to get a new view of who God is. No one can stand against him. No one can defeat his purposes. He has good plans for you to give you an expected end. No one can hinder him. When your God is big, the task before you will be small. David had a correct view of his God, a big God indeed. Goliath did not seem so big to him. Your perspective of God radically will affect the way you approach life. Take a good look at the God you are worshiping and serving. Is he big enough? Rise up and shout, "My God is big, bigger than all your problems, bigger than all your disappointments." Number three, look ahead. Heavenly rest is forward ever. No person goes back. John Mark somewhere abandoned the missionary work and went back. When he resumed, Apostle Paul could not rely on such a person, so he resented his joining them. But Barnabas was a man of grace. He accepted John Mark, and the resultant effect was two missionary teams, Paul and Silas on one hand, Barnabas and John Mark on the other. Later on, they all came together. Look ahead. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible mentions one Demas who went back to the world and abandoned faith. You cannot be another example of such a man. Number 4, get moving. Let me read what Prophet Habakkuk said in Habakkuk chapter 3, the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. And as we read that, we will begin to conclude. Habakkuk chapter 3. Verses 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. I read, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills." Notice what Habakkuk is saying, that things may not get on as you desire, yet that will never affect his resolve to trust in God. He said, "The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet." You need to approach the future with faith and keep moving and cease from recalling disappointments. As I close, I implore you to cease from recalling disappointments, because that will not make you move forward. Life is about growth. Keep moving and growing. Your tomorrow will be better than today. Would you like to improve your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Let me pray for you as you accept him as your Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, you gave us your Son Jesus Christ. I acknowledge him as my Lord and commit myself to obey him. Let the Holy Spirit help me know him more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me pray for you. Our Father in heaven, I pray that you will help our listeners so that they will cease from recalling and dwelling on disappointments that have stagnated them. Will not allow them to move forward in life, but rather help them to trust for a better tomorrow. Turn their disappointments into blessing and testimonies to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.